Can you comment on the paper looking at docetaxel carbo in the adjuvant setting? It was a phase 2 study that you were involved with.
Yeah. Many years ago, in fact, we're just preparing the manuscript, several years ago, right when the adjuvant data was breaking and the CLGB data was breaking, we thought that there was room for exploration of other doublets in terms of their feasibility. Obviously, we weren't in the position to do a randomized trial, and I'm unaware of any randomized trial that are going to be comparing doublets in the adjuvant setting. But one of the issues with cisplatin-based treatment in the adjuvant setting is that, A, not everyone is a great candidate for a cisplatin-based therapy. B, we know that with a cisplatin-based therapy that the ability to complete 3 or 4 cycles is limited. You know, in the studies, it was anywhere from 50 to 70% of patients actually got through the treatment. We thought that there was room for exploration of other agents. Carboplatin is a better tolerated platinum. It may be less active in stage 4 disease, but even if cisplatin is more active, if you can't get it in, then why does it matter if it's more active? Maybe a slightly less active agent that you can deliver is going to be as good as a slightly more active agent that you can't really deliver effectively. So we really wrote a feasibility study looking at carboplatin and docetaxel. And our endpoint was just, could we get 4 cycles of therapy in within 12 weeks in more than 80% of the patients? And that was really it. So we studied 72 patients, and we showed that 80% of patients could get 4 cycles. We did allow patients to get growth factor support. I think about a third of patients ended up getting growth factors at some point during the 4 cycles. We had no treatment-related deaths. And so we think our conclusions are is that this is a feasible regimen for the patient that you think is not a great candidate for a cisplatin-based approach. I will add that, interestingly, recently our colleagues from Memorial Sloan Kettering published a paper, I think Jerry Azzoli is the first author, in which they looked at cisplatin docetaxel in the adjuvant setting, either every 3 weeks or weekly, and closed the study early because of toxicity issues in this setting. So it was interesting to compare and contrast carboplatin docetaxel being, we think, a very well-tolerated regimen, and our colleagues from Sloan Kettering telling us that cisplatin docetaxel, at least in their hands and in their patient population, was difficult to deliver in that setting.
It's surprising because so many people use that regimen, and you don't hear that much about it.
You don't, and it makes me wonder how much experience we really have with that particular regimen, because other than the Sloan Kettering published experience, I've not seen other data in this setting. Obviously, we're going to see it in the intergroup trial, which that's a choice, and many people will choose it. But I have a bit of apprehension about the intergroup trial, as I have from the beginning. One of my concerns about the intergroup trial was, at least early on, they were going to exclude the one regimen, carboplatin, that we thought Bev was safe with, and we didn't have really safety data with all the other regimens. I think as time goes on, certainly with CisGem, we have some safety data. We don't necessarily have any safety data with the other regimens, and I think it has to be monitored carefully in terms of the toxicity.